This is an oral history interview with William A. Brown, further conducted by Jana Monahan on April 1st, 1995, at 6 p.m. The subject of this interview is life and times during the Depression and World War II. Okay, when and where were you born?
Cleveland County. Could
you tell me who your parents were and what they did?
Daddy was a sawmiller in Sawmill.
I know that you lived during the Great Depression. Could you tell me how life was during this time?
It was real hard. It caught me very close.
Do you remember Herbert Hoover during the Depression?
Yeah. President Roosevelt, and then he took people to farm, and we had to farm, and he changed the news, and he didn't have any. Some people to work on the road, pay them $2 and pay them a week. And they just started the war stuff. They voted President Roosevelt in. And then better in the war stuff.
Do you think most people like President Roosevelt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all like him. They both do. I mean, on a landslide, they call it.
Do you think he was one of the reasons that helped get the Depression?
Yeah, he did. He done great for the poor people. And so on, when he turned the money loose, and told if they didn't, he kill it all. So with that money that's circulating around, the times got better. And when the war started, a lot of people had to go, and a lot of people got killed, and so he saved. But we lost it. So, which I didn't have any of that.
How was the food situation and prices like during the Depression? Okay, and how was the food situation and prices like during World War II?
They didn't have enough of the food to go around, and they rationed the coffee, but we get so many coupons, you get so much coffee, they lanced you. The lamps down the sugar, and the lamps down the window, and that's all I know, and then the coffee.
was the coupons enough? Would you have enough to last how much, or would you have to use it really?
If it is, we just have to do it.
There's that.
You have to have it.
Yep. So you just had to make the other. When you were younger, did you have to work?
$0.50 a day.
After you were married, did you have to work?
Yeah. $25
During the war, was it easier to get a job like after cotton than it was before the war?
Before the war, well, the war down a bit. After the war started, people could get a few jobs.
Okay, I understand that you have children. Were any of them born during the Depression?
They were all four born during the Depression. It was hard to get clothes on.
Okay, after President Roosevelt became president, how was life like? Was it better, and in what ways was it better?
Well, they'd send a truck to your house, and they'd give you meat, eggs, butter, and they'd give you canned stuff. They'd give you so much of that. They're right smart enough to do that back in home, you know, to the family. And he helped so much. That was right after he'd been married. He was president. They got better, but it was hard for him to be in all the years for the war stuff. It was real hard. It was hard to get all the damn things.
During the Depression, did you ever have to go without anything that you really needed?
No, they had to. Barely what we did do to eat. We had to buy our clothes and clothes and bounce at the yard. And so the little girls dressed and went to school and we went for a shirt and sewed them on our fingers. And we thought that was real nice.
Well, compared to other people, then you did okay, because
yeah.
Some people had to do it without
the other people. We always try to manage to work hard and get a figure. My husband, he cut ditches for people, you know, 50 cents a day. We'd always save that and take it for us.
Oh, you always manage somehow to get it by.
We always manage to get by. But we had to have it. The wounded farmer's kids, pair of socks, please. And we'd wash them and hang on the barber work so they'd be dry the next morning for the contract. But the way we had to go to it without any other questions.
There just wasn't much to tell. We just had to do it with us today. This concludes the interview.